Welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, where the discussion is about the challenges and opportunities that professionals face when communicating with the opposite gender. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Judy Hoberman.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Well, it's Monday and it's lunchtime, and I am so excited that you're joining me today. When I was getting ready for my two amazing guests today, I realized that the three of us have something in common. Now, let me see if you were good in math when you were in school, because this is an equation, and the equation is C plus E equals C plus E. Okay, I'm not going to make you try to think too hard. So it's change and experience yields coaches and entrepreneurs. Now, we've all gone through changes and are sharing not only the lessons learned, but the years of experience we have with other women. We help women succeed beyond what they thought they could do, and we all do it as entrepreneurs. Now, for me, I believe I'm in, phase four of my life. With each phase, I get to take what I like and continue it, and take what I didn't like and get rid of it. This phase has actually been the best so far. Now, my change began in 2007 when I moved to Texas. Being from the Northeast, you can say, well, there's a big change. I did have a brief stopover in Charlotte, so the cultural change was not as great as it might have been. I worked in a corporate environment for the first time ever, and that was a huge change. Now, I absolutely loved what I did, just not where I did it. In other words, if I could have been doing the sales training and the coaching that I did for myself and not be an employee of a company, I would have been a happy girl. But that wasn't in the cards for me, at least at that point. Now, when I made a change in 2009 to go back to being an entrepreneur, I was able to take the experiences I had before, during, and after my corporate position and share that with women who were trying to build their own businesses or get promoted into corporate America or put themselves back in the job market. I was doing what I loved and loving where I was. That was a big difference. Now, this morning I posted something on Facebook that said, I'm an entrepreneur because life is too short to work in a cubicle. I got lots of comments on that. And that's what my first guest is going to be able to share, because I know she loves what she does and she's excited to share her experience with her clients. Now, remember, if you have questions, just dial in to 347-989-1363 and press number one and my producer will get you on the show. So let's talk about my first guest, Katrina Sawa. Katrina is known as the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach because she literally kicks her clients and their businesses into high gear. She works with highly motivated women entrepreneurs who want to maximize and fast track their business to make more money and enjoy more free time. Katrina uses online and offline relationship marketing systems and strategies to leverage your resources, your contacts, and your expertise, plus she kicks you in the butt to implement it all, too. Now, Katrina has also been named the networking queen by her peers and clients ever since she founded her business in 2002. She was always found out mingling at Chamber of Commerce mixers, business networking events, and expos, and any event she could attend where her target market would be in attendance. Since 2006, Katrina has transformed her local hourly fee-based business into an international online marketing, coaching, and info product company. And she loves to help other women entrepreneurs figure out how and what to sell online. Now, are you seeing how the equation is working here? Lots of changes, lots of experience, and that's what brought Katrina to coaching and entrepreneurship. So welcome, Katrina. I am so excited to have you here with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Judy. Me too. I'm excited. I love inspiring other people to do something that they love and show them how to do it.
I know. And you know what? We've known each other for years, and we've seen changes and growth. So why don't we just jump right in and talk about how change and experience brought you to where you are today?
Yeah, well, gosh, if you're not changing, then you're pretty much dead. I mean, you've got to evolve in your business, and you just got to keep taking those steps forward. And sometimes they're uncomfortable. Sometimes you don't know what's on the other side of that step, and sometimes you do. And sometimes you have to do stuff that you've never done before. And if you hold yourself back from that and don't change or don't step out, it's just so hard to get where you really want to go, in my mind.
Okay. So Why jumpstart? Do you think that women need a jumpstart to help them get into gear, so to speak? Or is it that we want or need something that's like instant gratification?
Well, of course everybody wants the magic pill. But I got into, I named my programs and everything after Jumpstart. So Jumpstart Your Marketing, Jumpstart Your Business, Jumpstart Your Website, Jumpstart Your Email Marketing, Jumpstart Your Social Media. Everything I do is all about that, because if you're not taking action, I've always been an action taker. And if you're not taking action, then you're not moving. If you're not moving, then you're not going to see the growth that you want to experience, and you're not going to get to your goals with money or lifestyle or whatever it is you want to achieve. So it's really just about action steps, and then what do you need to do to get to do? You know, what do you need to do?
Right. Well, I mean, I know that you do hold people accountable, and so do you believe that we all need an accountability partner to actually kick us in the butt or call us out when we're not keeping our end of the bargain?
You know, it's always helpful. I don't think everybody has to have one. I think some people are very intuitively motivated by themselves, but the majority of women that I run across that are starting their own businesses or in their own businesses do need some kind of an about accountability person, mentor, coach, or even a buddy, somebody in business. As long as you have the right path, you can have another business person as your buddy. If you don't know the right path or what steps to take, you should have an accountability mentor, really, because you need to know what to do first before you can hold yourself accountable to it.
Right. And even, you know, elite athletes have coaches. So, I mean, I always tell everybody that they need to have a coach or just somebody that they can, you know, open themselves up to and that they can truly be themselves, and nobody's going to judge them on what they're doing or not doing. But at the same point, you need somebody that's going to say, okay, you told me you were going to be doing this, so where is it?
Right. Many of my clients tell me that they need that accountability, and I have...
Right.
Yeah, they have to have that check-in or they won't get stuff done.
Right. So tell us how your coaching works. Is it something that, you know, I obviously you're doing it globally, so I know it's changed, it's evolved over the years. So tell listeners a little bit about your coaching, how that works.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I first started, I didn't really know about this online world. I'm a big offline networker and marketer, like you said in my introduction. And so I built my business on networking and follow-up. I really did. And so I know anybody can do that. Okay. Now, if there's a lot of people teaching the online part of it, which is great, I think you need both. I think you need the offline and the online. The offline is sometimes faster path to cash, right? So if you need clients now, it makes more sense to go meet people in person because you'll increase that like, trust, connect factor. And then over time, of course, you need to build the online lead generation strategies too. So I'm really about the online and the offline and how to mix them together and how to make it all flow together so that you have a smooth-running, money-making business machine. If you don't have a smooth-running machine, you're going to be in chaos for years trying to get clients and trying to funnel clients and trying to sell clients and trying to follow up with clients and trying to get them to the next step. I mean, you need systems. A lot of them can be done up through your website. You know, your website should be the hub of your business for most companies, most even entrepreneurs. So I coach people on what to do, how to do it, all the way down to the nitty-gritty, you know, press here, click there, this is what you say type of coaching, because that's what they need, okay? The big picture stuff is good. Okay, go do a teleclass, but if you don't know how to do a teleclass or don't know what systems to use or don't know what to say on it or don't know how to market it, then it's useless information. So I'm really accessible to clients, and I like to do smaller groups or one-on-one, or I have some live workshops. I have do-it-yourself trainings that are very step-by-step on how to do all this stuff that you need to do to grow your business.
So do you prefer doing, you know, working with women that are just starting out, or do you prefer working with women that are already in business that, you know, are looking to get to that next level? Because it's two different markets.
There is, but they have something in common. It's when you're trying to get to the next level, you've been in business for 5, 10, sometimes even 20 years. I've had clients come to me after 15, 20 years in business. When they're trying to get to the next level, it's usually the online level. Usually they're trying to leverage themselves and their programs, products, and services. They're trying to stop spending so much time in the business, and they're trying to automate, delegate, and systematize their programs, products, and services, their automation. So in that way, they're a newbie, if you think about it that way, because they don't usually know what to do in that realm. They know the traditional business model that they've been running for 15 or 20 years, but they don't usually know what to do with the online stuff. So in that regard, they're still a startup in a way, because they have to transform their website, they have to transform their programs, products, and services, and they have to transform the marketing in order to really build that type of a business out. So in my mind, I work with startups or people in transition that are still relatively newbie, that need to get all these things in place for a smooth running business machine. So
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any good tips that you can just share? I mean, obviously you can't coach everybody while they're listening in, but any like a tip or two that you can give people if they're just trying to figure out what the heck they want to do?
If you're just trying to figure out what you want to do, you really want to brainstorm with as many people. Yeah, you really want to brainstorm with as many people as possible. Sometimes when I first started, I was thinking, okay, should I be a marketing consultant? Should I do gift baskets, right, and go out and buy stuff and create gift baskets? I mean, seriously, that was one of the things I was thinking of when I was going to start my own business when I was in a job. And thank God I talked to a business coach who steered me away from the gift baskets, because that's way too much costly inventory and not enough profit margin, and steered me into the consulting world, right? Thank goodness for that. So brainstorming with as many people as possible in the industries you're considering working in is a really smart move first to get you some clarity around what it is you want to do, and then you need to get some direction on how to do it. How to build it online and offline, how to build the systems, how to get clients, how to take money, how to do stuff online, how to build your website. I mean, all this stuff really needs to happen pretty quickly in a startup business.
Yeah, you know, people don't realize that there's just so many things you have to do to get started. Once you get started and you have these systems in place, you've come over at least one hurdle. So anything, you know, as far as what you've done, now you've made big changes in your life. Forget about the gift baskets, but you've made some pretty big changes because you have grown tremendously since we first became friends. So what was your big aha moment? What made you decide to be where you are at this moment? Because this is a lot different than you were when I first met you.
Well, I really, since you first met me, I've probably dived in a lot to my personal self-development. So it wasn't just about the doing stuff anymore. It was about being. So I had to do the things in the business that helped me attract more clients and convert them into paying customers and have all the systems and all that. Had all the doing activities, but I also had to be different. So I transformed how I am just in general. Because I've done work on myself, and I believe more in myself. I know exactly what I'm here to do on this planet. I have complete confidence in what I do and who I serve and how I serve. And I have support of those around me, 100% support. So I don't have any toxic people in my life at all. Okay. I don't tolerate toxic people. I got divorced, right, from one that wasn't as supportive. And so I really don't settle. I don't settle, and I don't take any BS, and I just keep going with complete faith that it's all going to work out in the end. So that attitude, I think, is what's really gotten me to where I need to be. But it's evolved. I mean, I'm still eventually, you know, scared every once in a while, and I have fears just like everybody else. But I've really done a lot of work on those, which is what had me write the book, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been an amazing change, really. I mean, you know, I thought you were great before, but I think you're even greater now. So give us your website
real quick
before. Give us your website before we take a break.
Yeah, there's some great free gifts online. It's jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-gifts. So it's only a special page I send out when I'm on interviews and stuff like this. So there's 5 free gifts. jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-gifts, plural.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come right back and continue talking to Katrina because she's got a lot of things to tell us, and I have a lot more questions. So this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
The Lesson Plan, a guide for mothers and teenage daughters. Are you connected? Do you understand each other? As a mother, do you want to redefine your position as a parent, reestablish lost relationships, strengthen your existing relationships, be the role model your daughter needs? If you want a better relationship with your daughter, read The Lesson Plan, written by Gwen Gassard, educator, author, and radio host of Making Life Easy. To order your copy today, go to GwenGassard.net.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. We're talking to Katrina Sawa, the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach. So, Katrina, you also have another nickname, which I love, which is the Networking Queen. Why were you dubbed that title, and do you actually encourage people to network even if they are really uncomfortable doing it?
A lot of introverts. I work with a lot of introverts, so I do get that question a lot. And we have to find a comfortable path for them, of course, if they're uncomfortable. Okay, so usually what I find is people don't like to network because they don't know what to say. They don't know what to say about themselves. They don't know what to say about their business or how to convert conversations into customers or even, you know, how to approach people at a conversation. So I teach them all of that. So when I teach them all of that, usually they're much better, and then after some practice, they're usually feeling pretty good. Now, a lot of introverts will need to go and have a cool down or, after a networking event, you know, they'll have to go to a networking event and they come home and take 2 hours to do nothing, right?
Decompress.
Okay, so whatever, decompress, whatever system works for you. But I tell you, I went to 14 networking events a month when I first started my business. And for the first 3 years, that was really what I did to grow the business. Because this online stuff really wasn't as big then. I had a website, but it really wasn't doing anything and for me to grow the business. So networking was where it was at. You know, I met hundreds of people every month, and I followed up with them like crazy with phone and email and direct mail, and that's how I got business. And you can still do that today, and in fact, it's the fastest path to cash. So I highly recommend it. And don't just go to one or two events a month. That's not enough. If you need clients and you've got nothing else to do, there's probably dozens of places you could go in your local area or within an hour or two drive where you could really meet hundreds of people every month. You just have to search them out and find
right,
these places.
Right. So, you know, one of the things I always tell people when they tell me how much they hate networking is I tell them to get there early so they're there first and they're not walking into a room of strangers. People are walking in and walking up to them. So that's one of the things that people actually do, and they're not as crazy when they have to network. But do you believe that networking builds relationships, and do you think that's really important, and especially for women in business?
Yeah, well, women, we face our buying decisions sometimes just on the relationship, you know, and And I think it's definitely important. And that tip you mentioned is great. One other thing you could do if you're a little shy or, you know, more shy, then go and volunteer for the organization and help welcome people at the event. So not only be there early, but help be the welcoming committee, right, or the registration committee. So everybody has to talk to you, you know. It really is about relationships. I'm all about relationship marketing. That's it, period. Online, offline, it doesn't matter. Even if you write a sales page on your website, you have to build the relationship with people who are going to read it in the middle of the night when you're not there. You have to answer their questions ahead of time before they even come up with them. So you have to really be intuitive to what your people want and what they need to hear or see or listen to.
Right, because you know what, even when you look at like an Amazon who doesn't need to build any relationships because they're so humongous, even they, when you come back on Amazon, they'll say, hey, Katrina, welcome back. The last time you were here, you looked at this. You might want to look at that. And your friends are looking at this. So it's always building relationships. So even somebody as large as that does it.
It is true. It's building relationships. It's also in a spooky way, right? So
it is
a little spooky. Like, oh my God, how do you know so much about me? Ah! And
that's right.
So a lot of times people are scared of internet marketing and doing stuff on their websites and social media because of that.
Right.
And, you know, people can get your information if you're on Facebook or not. So you might as well utilize Facebook as a marketing tool and all the other sites because they can find you regardless. So don't be too scared of the internet and not be on it because you're scared of, you know, identity theft. It happened. It's happened to me before, but not from online. But I think it's just so common, unfortunately. But we still have to trudge along and market.
Right, but even what you said before about somebody finding you in the middle of the night, you know, if you use Facebook the right way or LinkedIn or Twitter or any of the different social media sites, you know, somebody may be looking for you, and if you're not on there consistently, when they're looking for you, you may not have posted anything in a month or two. But if you're consistent about it, you know?
And you know what drives me absolutely crazy on social media is when people don't post their phone numbers or their website addresses or their email addresses. If I have to search around and click all over the place looking to how to find you and how to call you if I'm trying to find you and do business with you, that drives me crazy. Don't make it hard for me to find your information. So, I mean, like, I'd say 75% of the profiles I go to on social media don't have a phone number. They barely even have a website link or an email address. You know, don't do that. If you're trying to be found for business and you want business, you need to have full contact information everywhere. Everywhere. You have to make it easy, easy, easy for anybody to find you, buy from you, sign up from you, get more information, go to your website, call you. I mean, it's that simple. But people
teeny, tiny
details.
Right, but even that, even sometimes when you have your website, you still have to say, okay, now below, click over here, or hit the purple button, or whatever, because people don't know what to do. So let me ask you a question. You have a radio show, and I've had the privilege of being your guest on your show, which was so much fun. How has radio helped your business? Because that's just another way to get your voice out there. So how has it helped you?
Radio has a couple things. Number one, it increases your credibility, okay, because everybody thinks, oh, my gosh, she has a radio show, even though you and I know it's really easy to get a radio show. I'm just going to tell the secret because it is, but you could sign up today and have your own show tomorrow. Hello. But it does take some work. So you have a producer. I have an assistant who manages my show. It's not as techie user friendly, that back end. Okay, so I don't want to deal with that. So if you're going to have a radio show, then you want to make sure you have some support to help you with that. But it gets you in front of thousands. Some of my shows have thousands of archive listens. Okay, so I know there's people out there listening. They find my radio show, they go to my website, they go to my YouTube channel, they learn and listen and learn from me. Some people say they've been on not necessarily my radio show archives, but they've been on my YouTube channel all weekend watching all my videos. So I know people are listening, and then when they're ready, they'll raise their hand. See, so I've gotten a few clients from the radio show. I've gotten even more from YouTube, actually. But also, the other thing about having a radio show is you can leverage your guests. Okay, so if you and I, for example, leveraged each other's friendships and we each got each other on each other's shows, right? So you have something to offer other people as a great value to them in exchange for something they might be able to do for you. So it's a great way to leverage relationships and make a win-win situation when you have an opportunity to book someone as a guest on a radio show of your own.
Right, right. And,
that.
You know, and it, it does. It does really broaden your horizons, because if you're on my show and you're posting it about being on my show, then your listeners are also listening to my show, and they might say, ooh, I really liked what she had to say. I wonder what she's going to talk about next week. The same way when I was on your show and everybody heard all the different things that we were talking about social media and about men and women, they're saying, wow, I really want to hear more about Katrina. So you really do broaden your horizons there.
You broaden your horizons and you broaden your list. So you build your list, right, of people that could potentially buy from you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked briefly about that you wrote a book, and it was called Love Yourself Successful. Why don't you tell our listeners what made you sit down and write the book?
Well, it kind of birthed itself. Everybody that has a story or a book in them knows what I mean, that when it starts building in you, you realize, okay, I have a book in me. I don't know what it is, but it's coming out. And I actually didn't push it too much. I tried pushing it out like a couple years prior. It just wouldn't come, you know. And I don't believe in forcing it. I believe that the universe is going to download it when it's ready. When it's damn ready, you know, to download into me. And I was trying to push it out at the same time I was trying to do a live event in 2009 around that same topic, and it just didn't work. And I did the live event, and it still didn't come, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? Like, why isn't this book coming to me, right? And I just didn't force it. And then I had a breakup in a relationship, and that's when the book came. And it was a very healing process for me, but it also, I think, helped shape the book and the four different types of love that I talk about and how that affects the success in your business and how much money you're going to make. So that's where the being comes into the doing in your business. And so the process, you know, I actually wrote the book in 4 days when it finally downloaded. And now people are saying that they've read it and, oh my God, it's changed their lives. And so I'm just so blessed that it's actually serving people and only helping people to heal or think differently about themselves or think differently about what they want in their relationships or their business. And stop settling. That's really the big thing, is to stop settling for good enough and going after what you really want and need.
And truly believe that you deserve it. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, don't settle
truly,
and just
yeah.
make sure you understand that you deserve it, because you do deserve it. So here's a question for you. What do you want to be remembered for?
You know, it's funny, because this is the evolution of the business and the entrepreneur. Is like, I've always been known for jumpstart your marketing, and kicking you in your butt and all that stuff, you know. And I really want to be known for someone who helps heal the hearts of women.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's a nice one.
It goes much deeper.
I'm sure it does go much deeper.
So
okay,
makes
so
me happy.
If you're happy and then you're doing what you love, then it's not working anymore. This is just giving and serving.
Yeah,
so,
it's not working.
I know. And I know everybody's going to want to find out, where can they get your book?
The book has its own website, but you can get it on another website too. It's loveyourselfsuccessful.com. And there's a couple of videos on there and free audio, and they're all different than the other Jumpstart ones. So there's a bunch of cool stuff on that site, along with the book.
And great information that comes out every week. So, well, Katrina, you know how fast our half hour goes. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I mean, it's truly amazing. You have so much energy and so much passion, and that's why I love hanging out with you. Any last words you want to give our listeners before we have to sneak out for a break?
I encourage you to have faith that you're doing what you're meant to be doing. And if you don't feel like you're meant to be doing whatever it is you're doing, then stop doing it and really start going after what you want to do. And have faith that it'll work out. Take action and let's go build this business.
Awesome. Well, I encourage everybody to go onto Katrina's website because she's got so much information there, and it's very powerful. And it's also amazing how quickly our breaks come up. So we're going to take a short break and make sure we thank our sponsors and let you know where you can find out more about Tough Talk Radio's other amazing shows, toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be more up to date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now remember, if you want to stay connected with these amazing women, you need to make sure you like us. So like Tough Talk Radio Network, and of course you have to like me at Selling in a Skirt. All right, so let's continue our theme about change and experience yielding coaching and entrepreneurs. My next guest has her name all over this. You see, she transforms small business owners into successful business leaders. Marge Pacini is a proven leader in the areas of business development, sales, and entrepreneurship. Marge created Catapult, a game-changing business acceleration program for entrepreneurs, and she's the co-author of Incredible Business, Expert Advice to Accelerate Your Success. She combines her 25 years of award-winning sales leadership and business development expertise with experience gained from her very own business transformations to help her clients chart and navigate their new path toward creating a renewed, prosperous business and impactful life. In 2005, after feeling constrained and controlled by corporate initiatives, now that sounds familiar, and unable to serve her clients with a high level of personal integrity and fulfillment, she opened her own boutique mortgage planning firm, employing 8 people until the collapse of the industry in 2008. After realizing that an end was not in sight and that her income quickly dropped to zero, she closed the mortgage planning firm and shifted her energy and expertise to helping small business owners catapult their business to the level. Change in experience plus a really awesome friend we have in common have brought Marge as a guest on the show. So welcome, Marge.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm so happy that Mary Jones connected us because your story is amazing.
Oh, isn't Mary amazing?
Oh, my God. I'm on her show later on, so I can't
wait. Oh, terrific.
Yeah. So let's start with what brought you to the dance. Can we go back to 2007 when you decided to make a big change? What happened and how did just 1 week change what you did to do what you do now?
Yeah, it's really incredible. I actually had the opportunity to step away from my life completely and go visit a friend, be with a friend in need in the south of France, in Provence.
And I didn't realize that I packed so quickly, I neglected to pack my BlackBerry charger. And so very soon into that trip, I was completely disconnected. I was disconnected from my husband, my children, my business, my employees, my clients, everything, completely disconnected. I never knew what that felt like. It was a new experience for me. And what happened was I now had all of this room for myself. And I discovered an awful lot about myself that week that completely transformed my life. And that's a process that I take my private coaching clients through now. And what was extraordinary is the very last day, I created this new vision. Actually, this new vision for my life popped right in front of my eyes. It was like, you know, boom, there's this vision in your head. I had no idea where it came from. And it, frankly, it scared me to death. I was standing on a big stage, and I was engaging and inspiring thousands of people. Now, the reason it was scary is because up until that point, I was comfortable speaking to a group of people around a conference table. That was it. So the thought of me being in front of that many people and actually delivering value to them just was beyond my comprehension. And my friend that I was visiting was sitting next to me, and I actually jumped when that vision popped in my head, physically jumped, and she looked at me and said, "Marge, what just happened? What is going on with you?" I said, "Oh my gosh, Julie, you are not going to believe this vision that just popped in my head." I shared it with her, and she was so brilliant in her response. She's a photographer, by the way. And we were sitting on this beautiful seawall in the town of Cassis on the Mediterranean. And she said, "Marge, look at this magnificent view. Do you know how many people have stood at the same spot and photographed the same view? Do you know that not one of those photographs looks exactly the same? What an artist does is to take the ordinary, imprint it with their personality, and create something extraordinary. You don't need to know what you're saying, what value you're delivering to them now, but just know that it's going to come to you naturally." Within 2 weeks of getting back from that trip, the bottom started to fall out of my industry. And I just felt that big push from the universe saying, "You know that vision you had back in Provence? Start walking."
And you do know that there's no such thing as a coincidence. So the fact that you didn't have your charger with you and everything else, I mean, it was like being set up for you.
It was divinely orchestrated and
totally.
And done so beautifully, really so beautifully. Yeah.
And of course, you know, the south of France, it's not so hard to take.
Oh my gosh, and what a place to be in to reconnect with your soul. Oh my gosh, there was beauty everywhere you turned. And there was beauty, I even found beauty, extreme beauty actually, in the imperfections that I was viewing, which was something that really caught me off guard. And they were actually exquisite, and it really helped me to be able to accept imperfection in my life, something that I had no room for prior to that.
Okay, so let's talk about this big word that you have, which is catapult. It's a great word to describe transformation. Did catapult, I mean, is that what you felt when you saw this vision? And tell our listeners, you know, what does that actually look like when you're going to help somebody catapult their business?
Yeah, catapult is helping people to not just take little strides forward, but to, I mean, think about a catapult. You know, it's this great, what do you want to call it? Like a great
vision. I mean, you could actually visually see you being catapulted
exactly.
into another life, you know, into a whole different life.
Yeah, so you're pulled back. There's the pullback force, and the pullback force is really all about going within, inside of you. And that's really what I did when I was in France, is I went back, I connected back with myself, but on a really deep level. And that's the pulling back. And once you have gained the knowledge that you need by doing that, then you just let it go, and you just fly forward so quickly. The things that you need, the resources, the opportunities that you need in order to do that just appear right in front of you when that happens. It's actually a really incredible process. So Catapult is not just taking little steps, but and not even taking leaps, but taking quantum leaps, if you will, in terms of moving forward.
Yeah, and that sometimes is a little bit scary. It's almost like, let's say yes first and then figure out the rest. So,
exactly.
You know, you say, okay, here's where we're going. You're thinking like, are you kidding me? How am I going to get there? But, you know, and you guide them through that. So that's amazing as well.
Yeah, it's a huge leap of faith. And it's really all about connecting with who you are. Really, the magical work that I do with clients is helping them to reconnect to who they are authentically. I believe that the key to success is authenticity. It's knowing who you are, understanding your unique value, connecting with your passions and your purpose, and carrying out your dreams and visions for your business and your life. If you've got that, then you're successful.
And isn't it amazing how different you feel when you're doing something where you really are being authentic instead of trying to do something where you're pretending that you're authentic, even though you might be bringing value, but it's really not where you're supposed to be?
Exactly, exactly. And it's all really listening to yourself and, more importantly, trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing for people to do, is to learn to trust themselves and to trust their intuition and their gut, and know that even though it's contrary to what someone might be telling you, it's right for you. Like when I catapulted my success when I was working for the Fortune 100, I wanted to double my income then, and you know, thought out the people who achieved at a higher level than I did, and the advice I got from them was, you need to triple your business referral partners. And just the very thought of that exhausted me. And I just felt in my gut that there was another way. And one day, in a moment of, you know, complete frustration, I took the day off and just analyzed my business. I took a mile-high view of it and didn't look at it from the perspective that most people would. Yes, I looked at the numbers, but I looked at the energy that I was experiencing. My vision for myself being successful was feeling successful, loving the people that I helped, and making a huge difference for them. And when I looked at my business referral partners and even my clients, I noticed that there were some that I had that level of energy with, and there were some that I didn't have that, and actually, they drained my energy. It was the exact opposite. And so I made a decision that was contrary to what all of my superiors at the Fortune 100 told me. I actually cut my business referral partner list in half. And I let those relationships that did not serve me just die a natural death. And then I got really, really clear about, who are these other people? Yes, they're all very different people. They're from different industries even, but they all have something in common. What is it that they have in common? So when I'm introduced to someone, I can determine if this person has those qualities that I'm looking for, has that thing that these other people have, so I know that they're going to be a great business referral partner for me and not one of those unfruitful relationships. I only ended up adding three more new business referral partners that fit that criteria, just three more, and I doubled my income within 2 years.
And people were probably standing there shaking their head saying, what the heck did she just do? She cut it in half, and yet she's building.
Exactly, exactly. Well, then they took notice.
Yeah, right.
What did Marge Piccini do? We got to find out what's going on over there. So what I had discovered essentially was how to profit more and prospect less.
Right. And it's funny that you say that, because when I was building my business and I was in insurance and financial, after 60 days, I worked strictly on referrals, and I was told that I could not train anybody on that because it wasn't duplicatable.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. you know.
Wow.
But yeah, it's just
amazing. But you followed your gut, right? You knew.
Absolutely.
And you followed your gut. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And there's your authenticity again.
That's right.
Okay, so of course, we're already at our first break, and it's amazing how fast this goes, and we're going to be right back. This is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio, and just hang on because we've got some great things to come back to.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio. Now, we're talking with Marge Pacini, and I am taking many, many notes, and I hope you are as well. So, Marge, I know, reading from some of the things that I could get my hands on, you have very strong work ethics, and that played right into your greatest achievement. And I thought the story was pretty awesome. Would you mind sharing that?
Absolutely. So my greatest achievement? My greatest achievement was actually my first achievement. It was really what taught me all about life and how to live it. When I was 12 years old, I wanted so desperately for a 10-speed bike. My parents didn't deliver it to me, neither did Santa Claus. But gosh, I wanted that bike. I wanted it so desperately. Never let go of it. Had the vision of it. It was yellow with black handlebars and a black seat. A couple of months later, in a moment of complete and total boredom, I was flipping through a copy of my brother's Boys Life magazine, and I came upon a picture of that bike, yellow, with the black handlebars and the black seat, and at the top of the page it said, "Grand prize, win this bike." I went running to my mom saying, Mom, look, I can win my bike. All I had to do was to spend my entire summer vacation selling 164 boxes of personalized holiday cards to complete strangers when the last thing they're thinking about is Christmas. And I did. I went all over town. I sold 164 boxes, and I got that bike. And I learned two really important things that summer. The first was that I could make whatever I wanted in my life happen. I just had to want it bad enough. And the second was that I was really good in sales and went on to have a phenomenal career in sales.
And you also had one of the original vision boards because you had the picture of the bicycle there.
Exactly. I mean, what a lesson to learn at age 12. It was really incredible. And every time in my life that I became frustrated, I went back to, okay, if I want it bad enough, I can make it happen. If I want it bad enough, I can make it happen. And one day, just a few years ago, for 20 years, I should start by saying, I had Crohn's disease. I had been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is a horrible, debilitating disease, and was on really horrible medications several times, was just inches away from surgery. Thankfully, I never needed it, but, you know, the thing that really got me thinking differently about it was when they wanted to put me on intravenous chemo drugs, essentially. And I thought, this just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. And I am fed up with it. I don't want Crohn's disease in my life anymore. And within 3 years, I was 100% cured.
Hmm. Talk about the power of, you know, the law of attraction.
Well, it's a matter of, you know, making that huge, mm-hmm. very powerful declaration that you feel mm-hmm. in every cell of your body. And you know that that you can make it happen. And I just, as soon as I made that declaration, the people that I needed, just like with business, I do the same thing with my clients, the people that they need, the people that I needed, came, you know, right in my path for me to be able to take advantage of and help me with that goal. It's a phenomenal feeling. Phenomenal.
Absolutely. So I have a question. I always have questions. You know that. I know that you're featured weekly on Mary's show on
yes.
The Talk of Connecticut, and your segment is called Shift with Marge Pacini.
Yeah.
Let's talk about shifting.
Yeah.
So is it important that we understand what it is, and do we all recognize when that shift is occurring, or is it sometimes it just happens?
Well, okay. So what happens is people come to me because they recognize on some level that they need to shift. They recognize that they're almost there and they need to get to 100% dialed in. Like what they want is they can see it out there. They can reach for it, but it's outside of their grasp. And I just help them to stretch their arm so they can grab it. That's the work that we do. That's the shift. It's actually a subtle shift that causes that catapult action in their business or their life.
So it's all connected.
First it's
the shift, and then it's the catapult.
Exactly.
Awesome. You know, I always say that you have to be open to opportunities, and I do believe a shift may be just that, an opportunity. So here's what I know, and we all know that we need to have a plan. Every successful person has a plan, whether it's a business plan, a life plan, a game plan, whether you jumpstart or catapult, you need a plan. So here's what I always tell my clients, something to remember. Write the word plans down, and the P is for priorities, because you need to know what matters most to you, or you'll never know the difference between a distraction and an opportunity. The L is for leverage, because you should have different ways to engage someone to do business with you, whether it's online, offline, in-person, coaching, training, you name it. You need to be able to have different ways to engage someone. The A is for access. Because the most successful people are the ones that have access. And if you show up, you get access. So you want to develop those strong relationships. The N is for network, because you want to surround yourself with a core network and lean on each other's expertise and experience. And the S is for service, because you need to be focused on others. It's so not about you. And with that said, you wrote a book called Incredible Business: Expert Advice to Accelerate Your Success. And it's all about, you know, here's another plan. So talk to us about the book.
Yeah, I am a co-author of the book, so I contributed a chapter. And my chapter is titled, How to Profit More and Prospect Less. And exactly what you're talking about, especially with the theme of service, is highlighted in my chapter. When I shifted, again, it's a simple shift, when I shifted from looking at what I did from the perspective of sales to looking at it from the value that I delivered to my client, aka being of service to that client, my sales went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So when you remove yourself or your own personal agenda from your way of doing business with your clientele and focus solely on serving them and providing them with that value that they need from you, your sales take off. Your business just goes through the roof. It's an amazing, simple shift.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, because it isn't, has nothing to do with you. They don't really care about you. It has to be about them. And I always tell everybody, you know, I've been in sales for 30 years, and yet I've never sold anybody anything, and I've always been the top of my game, the top producer, top agency manager, because I didn't sell anything. We had conversations.
Exactly.
We talked about what's important to them and brought that into the conversation.
Exactly. And the people that I work with understand, like you did when you're in sales, the features and benefits and the results of the programs or, you know, the products that you were selling. What I help people to understand is what it is that they uniquely bring to the table in order to be able to, in order for their products or service to be of service to their clientele. So it's what they bring to the table, what they combine with their product or service, that makes that huge difference for that clientele.
Absolutely. So if our listeners want to start with you and catapult with you and shift with you and everything else, how would they find you? How do they stay connected with you?
They can find me through my website, margepiccini.com, P-I-C-C-I-N-I. And on the front page, they can sign up for my free ebook, which is 15 Ways to Profit More and Prospect Less. And service that we just talked about is one of those ways.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 14 others. Another way is to connect with me through Facebook.
Absolutely. And we'll have all that posted. So here's right. my final question, because you know we're getting close to the end. So think about this. What do you want to be remembered for when all is said and done?
What do I want to be? Good question, Judy. Wow. This takes me all the way to the end. I want to be remembered. I will keep this to business. I want to be remembered as someone who inspired or sparked personal transformation for people, and really helped them to see themselves and see their lives and their circumstances, and you know their losses and their dramas and their traumas in a different light, from the perspective of really serving them and supporting them and helping them to be the magnificent people that they are.
So basically, rather than seeing all those hiccups that we go through as negative, they're actually just stepping stones into taking us to where we really need to be.
Oh, they are. Their presence. Their
mm-hmm.
presence. And that in itself is a huge shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know what? As we're going through it, we're thinking, why are you testing me one more time? <You know?
laughs>
Well, you know, Marge, I want to just thank you. I mean, this was such an amazing time and so much information, and I can't wait to stay connected with you. So I thank you for sharing your time and your information. And I will thank Mary today, because I'm on her show in a few hours.
Oh, terrific. Great. I'll have to listen in.
Yep. And let's thank all our listeners as well. Why don't you tune in every Monday at noon Central? We can have lunch together, and we'll share some extraordinary guests and some ideas for your business and ways to stand out to be the amazing women that you are. Remember always that women want to be treated equally, not identically. Until next week, this is Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on Tough Talk Radio.
Thank you.
you for tuning in to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.